Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor to be with you today. We've been talking this week about prospering, not only prospering financially, but prospering in our health, prospering in the health of our soulish man, because I think there's a very important part. You know, in Psalms 92, verse 14, it says, "And they shall be fat and flourishing." Now, the promise in Psalms 92 and 14 is for faithful and abiding believers. The end result of their consistency is that they'll be fat and flourishing. Now, English words hadn't changed a great deal since the year of the Lord in 1611. In our day, fat refers to obesity. It is a connotation of overweight or being out of shape. At the time of the King James Bible was written, which was 1611, the English-speaking Christian word fat meant blessed with God's prosperous abundance. So if you and I will follow through, the end result will be we'll be fat or blessed with prosperous abundance. Now, what did John 10:10 say? The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So God wants you to be increasing and prospering not only in just finances, but in every area of your life. The original Hebrew word for fat in this verse is in the lexicon defined this word as fresh, rich, fertile, influence, abundance, wealthy, and saturated. This promise is an assurance of a fruitful life for those who have been faithful in the house of the Lord. So we see here, as we begin to live based on the Word of God and make godly decisions, like what did he tell Joshua in 1 and 8? In Joshua 1 and 8, he said, "I want you to meditate upon this word day and night, and it'll make your way prosperous, and you will have good success." You will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. See, he's not going to do it for you. He's done it, and me and you need to walk in it. They are also assured a life of consistency and stability. The verse ends in the King James Version with these words, "And they shall be fat and flourishing." A look at other translations gives us a wider range of expression when we start talking about fat and flourishing. Now, they will be fertile and full of growth, always green and strong, fair, desirable, vital and green, full of life and vitality. And other translations says they shall be still multiplying and continue with prosperity. So we see that God's will for us is to be fat and flourishing. In other words, we will be prospering in every area of our life. How do we do that? When we stay consistent with the Word of God and don't base our decisions on what the world does, but we base our decisions on what the Word of God says. So their lives are rich and productive. Now think about it a minute. So the biblical definition of fat is not body heaviness, it's having abundance of resources. So God wants us to have an abundance of resources. What did he say in 3 John? "My beloved brethren, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as your psuche or your soulish man prospers." So as I begin to change the way that I think, see, if you feed yourself with fat foods, then you're going to be a fat man unless you burn off more fat than you're putting in your body. Most people don't do that. So you got to burn off more calories than you're putting in your body or you're going to gain weight. Now, your body has a degenerative system that reduces and moves that food through your body to where your body gets the nourishment it needs from it, but it also takes you to a place where you can't really operate in a level of revelation. So the same thing has to happen. If you feed yourself with worldly concepts and worldly mindsets, then you're going to focus on worldly concepts and worldly mindsets. But you see, you and I are not going to do that because we're going to walk in a victory that surpasses all those things, that increases us to rise above. So listen to me. The more you feed yourself with the Word of the Lord, you're going to drown out and override all of those calories of that worldly stuff that you've done. I'm not talking about physical calories. I'm about calories of the mindset thinking of the world. And the more you pour the Word of God into your life, the more you're going to line up with the Word of God, and the Word of God's going to manifest in your life and come forth in your life and bring revelation in your life and bring you to a place of fulfillment. But they shall be fat and flourishing. In other words, what's he trying to say? He said, we're going to have blessed with God's prosperous abundance. He said, I'll do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you. In other words, that revelation in me and you is going to produce out of our lives. So when God wants us to prosper, He just don't want us to prosper in financial things. He wants us to prosper, as we talked yesterday about, prospering in health, prospering in health for our mental aspect. Listen, there's so many people dealing with mental aspects today. We need to have a regeneration because anxiety and fear and panic attack and all these things are attacking people to a point. But God wants us to be full of life and vitality. He wants us to have, He wants to still be multiplying, continuing to prosper and increasing in every area of our life. And that can only happen when we think right. Because if we think right, we're going to act right. If we don't think right, we're not going to act right. Your subconscious makes decisions for you based upon your inability to make a decision based on a lack of experience to do that. And that's the beauty of grace.